This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, June 10th, brought to you by Stratovation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the condition of both U.S. corn and soybeans is much better than a year ago. That's according to the USDA's latest weekly crop condition and progress report. 74% of U.S. corn rated good or excellent as of yesterday by the National Ag Statistics Service. That's down a point from last week, but it is better than last year's 61% by this date. In its first condition report of the season, the USDA says 72% of soybeans were either good or excellent as of yesterday. That's much better than last year's 59% rating. Only 5% of the nation's corn crop remains to be planted. That's even with the five-year average. 85% of the crop has emerged, 1 point better than the average pace. 13% of the nation's soybeans remained to be planted. That's 8 points behind last year's pace, but 3 points ahead of the average. 70% of the crop is up and growing, 15 points better than last week, 4 points ahead of the average pace. Well, today, AgriPulse Sarah Wyatt was a featured speaker at the Southern Region Commodity Conference in St. Louis, presented by the Missouri Farm Bureau. Wyatt spoke with Ed Elfman of the American Bankers Association, who said the ABA is pleased with several elements of the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill proposal, including eligibility of those for farm loans.
Bona fide operators, so making sure that beginning farmers are eligible for different loan programs at USDA. There's been a lot of issues over the years of, are you a son or daughter of the operator? And then it makes it easier to get a loan versus a niece or nephew, or maybe somebody who's never been in ag, but you just want to mentor them, right? And have them be the next one to take over the operation. That's one big thing.
Elfman said they were pleased with increases in guaranteed loan programs.
They were capped at $2.2 million, $2.3 million, right in that range. They're going to be increased to $3.5 million on ownership, $3 million on operating. If you're paying attention to land prices right now, the more money we have in ownership, the better. Also, when you get the guaranteed levels higher, it sets up bridges over the gaps that exist in agriculture. Ag always goes up and down, so if we can use the guaranteed program to bridge those gaps, it's a good thing for farmers, it's a good thing for lenders, and it helps everybody across the board.
Elfman also said availability of rural development funds would be a benefit for communities.
The last couple things are more ease of use of the program. So rural development, there's been some issues over the years, how long it takes to get a rural development loan done, what kind of money's in the program. So on that end, there were some modifications made to hopefully make it easier to get those loan programs through.
Well, there's been no scheduled activity on Farm Bill action of the Senate Ag Committee, but Elfman says they are hopeful that the upper chamber can build on improvements made in the House proposal.
So Farmer Mac is a secondary loan buyer of agricultural loans, namely opening up their ability to buy rural development loans. The House had some ability to for REAP loans to be sold to Farmer Mac. We'd like to see that opened up even more. So all your community facility loans, basically anything at USDA you can do as a guaranteed loan, we'd like to be able to sell that to Farmer Mac. I truly believe that that will actually get more credit revolving through rural communities. I'm from a town of 1,500 people. We know what those main streets look like now. And any way we can encourage more credit to come into those rural areas and having a place to sell the loan off is one way to do that makes a lot of sense to us.
House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn Thompson continues to lobby for votes on their Farm Bill proposal. While in the Senate, members await further policy details from both Chairwoman Stabenow and Ranking Member Bozeman. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Stratovation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Stratovation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StratovationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Stratovation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.